Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Somebody go ahead and clap your hands and give them glory. Praise God. Say amen. Your right hand is lifted. Let us pray. And Father, we give you the glory. Today is a very special Sunday for us. The reason is because we have come to render thanks, sublimation, praise, adoration, exaltation, extollation. We extol you, raise you up, and ask that you inhabit the praises of your people. We are asking for deeper understanding to the revelation of your word. And we pray that your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. We pray and submit the hearts of everybody who will listen, watch, and who is here before your throne. Form us until we become glorious as Christ. In the name of Jesus. We sing the word, let it assimilate into us. May we come to the synchronization of your revealed word. May we configure with the revelation and the impartation of your word and spirit until Christ is formed in us. That when you appear in your glory, we will not be cast away. I pray for your hand of blessing over this service and over all the services in Alabaster this morning, in the precious name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Somebody shout amen. Clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands. Good to see all of you. It's a joy and a blessing. We give God the glory. Good morning to all of you. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Amansan Television, GN Television. This is also Facebook Live. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on YouTube, live on podcast, and I welcome everybody on board, including my very precious people who are here nicely, neatly, and excellently dressed in Jesus' precious name. Can you say a good amen? This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. Going to be with you from now until top of the hour. My name is Kofi Odru, and this is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We are here to see Jesus. We seek, desire, we require to see Jesus. We place a demand to see the Christ. We are here because of Christ. How I wish we will come to the place where Christ is the emphasis again. Let's come back to that place. The preacher preaches because he has a message about the Christ. The singer sings, he sings because there is a revelation of the song concerning Jesus Christ. The choreographer will choreograph because Jesus Christ is the essence of the whole thing. He is the pivot, the essence that holds the center. He is the, possibly the right word is the epicenter of everything that we do, Christ. Yeah, that we are going to, you know, come back to the very purpose of the church. The real purpose of the church, our number one purpose is about souls. That souls will become our purpose again. That the person that is sitting in the church is soundly born again, not a church goer. Because we have a lot of church goers in church, including this one. Oh, I am going to talk to you. Yeah, we have a lot of church goers. As a matter of fact, let me put it in the proper context. We have a lot of religious people. Yeah, all over the place. We even have religious people who have nothing to do with the calling of God in the pulpit. They preach well because they are eloquent. Yeah, they speak very well with oratorical finesse, and they speak proper phonics of English. Yeah, their tenses are correctly in line, and they know, I mean, they have practiced and, you know, perfected what we call public speaking, and therefore they can, you see, this was what Apostle Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Yeah, when he started talking from verse number 1, he built up on that particular revelation, and he said, when I came to you, brethren, I came not with the excellency of speech or with wisdom, declaring the testimony of God. And he went further and said, you know, I determined not to know anything among you. See, I did not determine to know money. I did not determine to know fame. I did not determine to know certain things. My only determination was Jesus Christ, that I will preach Christ, Him crucified. As He said, you know, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10, the Bible was making a very solid reiteration of the revelation why we have left our homes into this place. Yeah, Philippians 3 and verse number 10. When I, you know, speak the mind of God to God's people, I would like them to hear the revelation, because, you know, when the apostle was speaking, what he was trying to say, that I may know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, be made conformable unto His death, that I may know Him. I want to know Him. I did not come to see my friend. I am not here to chase a girl. I did not come to see Kabastai. I am not here because of credit union. I am not here because of old people or old students association. I am here to know the Christ and the power of His resurrection. I don't know whether I have a witness or not. And the fellowship of His suffering being made conformable unto His, that I may know Him. A person who knows. A person who knows. Say me who knows. And you will be never catch them and say, see, see, who you. Now, oh, bah, sorry. Yeah, te shanta the fondi ya babi jine nya mifi. Yeah. Emwani ya yeko ya mpranfo. Because adjuinu wa bebre kura di jine nya mifi ni adjuinfo. We hunu ubi wa ha and trying to please the person. Diye riasi kui. Ubi na weni dana so. Sister, what jine say? I'm telling you the word of God. Diye riasi ya ye. Ebriano diyanko. Bakwa kudri. Redeem the times, for the time in which we are living is evil. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15. The Bible said, yeah, the Bible is very clear. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the times, for the time in which you are living, the dispensation, the days are evil. You are living in evil days. Evil days. You are living in evil days. Very, very evil days. When I look at certain things, I cry. I knew that evil days will come, but I did not realize that the velocity or the magnanimity or the intensity. I know what. We cry in Yankohe. But the things that are emanating or emerging, I know what. Look at certain things and I realize that. So Christ went to chat none as well. You may be crying one. See, a teenager, hold on. You're better off. Yeah. You ain't crying one. See, a teenager, hold on. You're better off. Hallelujah. So I'm going to use opportunity to build up. And certain things, this is the second Sunday. I'm still reading the scriptures. And looking at to see Christ, the preacher will have to know Christ for you to know Christ. This is why I tell the people, the person that preaches to you, it matters. It does. It really matters. This is the same reason why I tell the people, Pastor Papa Neko. Mesime menye sofwa. Kameko alabasta. Kenya mesem chireme. Kanokure chireme. Ya. Memfan said ya ube kano. Kwanya abe faswa kano. Badudi ya kachireme. Nokure no. The truth. It will liberate me. John chapter 8 verse 32. The truth will set me free. The truth will set me free. Very clear. It will emancipate me. It is going to set me loose. It will set my thinking and my thought pattern. See, when the Bible says repent, all that is saying, change your mind. Maybe let me put it in the right context. Change your mindset. Change your mindset. In Africa and Ghana, we need that changing of mindset. So when he was talking in Romans chapter 12, verse number, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, wholly acceptable, which is your reasonable service. In verse number 2, that revelation brings it, there is a portrait, and do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that word repentance, it's stipulated in this verse of scripture, that you may be able to prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And so even the will of God is demarcated into three dimensions: the good will of God, the acceptable will of God, and the perfect will of God. The man you marry falls within this category, whether he is the good will of God, whether he is in the good will of God, the acceptable will of God, or in the perfect will of God, or the other option is he is not in the will of God at all. Good, acceptable, and perfect. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you very much. Good morning to all of you. It is a joy. This is the second Sunday of the year 2022. This year is not gone too far. Today is the ninth day of the year 2022, the month of January. It is a joy and a great blessing to have you all in God's presence. We give God the glory. I am going to start a series next week, and I have titled the series, The Dynamics of the Beast. The Dynamics of the Beast. From next week. And I'm going to show you this image, and this image is going to form the substratum or the pedestal of what we will be dealing with, God willing, throughout January and throughout February. I would take my time for us to be dealing with this particular image, because this is the image the Bible talks about in Revelation chapter 13 and from verse number 1. When you look at this image very carefully, this image is one particular beast which has 7 heads and 10 horns. Yeah, it has 7 heads and 10 horns. How it does that is so amazing. How can 7 heads produce 10 horns and 10 crowns? Let me read the verse of scripture. It is not part of today's submission. Revelation chapter 13 from verse number 1. And I stood upon the sun of the sea shore, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea. Behold, it has 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon the horns were 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And then he proceeds further and says, and the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet was like the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his power and his seat and his great authority. The next verse proceeds and says, and I saw one of the heads which were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. The whole world. Let me read this particular verse in a different version. You know what? In that place, and the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast. I will stay here until February ending. I want to talk to you about the real, that saith the Lord. What is God really saying about this generation? If this country claims you have prophets, the prophet should tell you that God is not happy with you, including us, the prophets. Any prophet that does not tell you that God is not really happy or delighted about this country, they are blind. I will put it right. Any prophet that could not tell that the Lord is not happy with our leaders, their decisions, this country, the church, and our manner of lifestyle in this country is a blind person. I'm telling you. Therefore, if anybody tells you the Lord is with you, he will honor you, bless you, find sense in honor can never come in filth. Never. We are following the beast. I'm telling you, everybody wants to be, you know, come into the corridors of admiration and come for ahua, ahua. You are doing well. You are doing good. Before God, you are naked. I'm talking to you. Before God, you are naked. I'm telling you. And so when I see people, preachers gather around the presidency and they can never tell any of the things that I'm saying, then I realized that the beast is in church. The beast is in church. Because what our presidency and the leadership of this country need to do is to repent in tears and on their knees. I'm telling you. When you man so nyame ani enena me ka chere mo man gana enena me ka chere munyu man so nyame ani. I'm telling you the mind of God, and you wouldn't like this. So like Jesus, when there is a weightier matter and the audience cannot understand it, he puts it in a parable. Yeah, he put it in a parable, and then he tells the people. Maybe I'm going to try to put it in a metaphysical conundrum and tell our people. Yeah. Someone, bro. No problem. My first service, my mum couldn't. I brought for some more better chance. Make him be a chum. If I can't quit, I brought for a chum. I will put it in a metaphysical conundrum. Models of metaphysical conundrums, and I would disseminate it to you. Say a good amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Bring the next verse to the board and let us work in this particular verse. And the Bible said, and they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? I want to read this in a different version. In this version, everyone worshiped the dragon because he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like a different one will help me. In this particular one, yeah, they said, no one will dare go to war with the beast. And they said, there has never been anything like the beast. Never anything like the beast. We are in that particular place. Not we are coming to that place. We are there. We are in that place. Put it in King James and let's proceed further. In the procession, I will read the next verse, which is verse number 5, where the Bible said, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, the 6th verse, and he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God and blasphemed his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. The next verse is interesting. And it was given unto him to make war with the Christians. Christians! You see, do some as her. Like can someone a nation that is building a national cathedral for God can blaspheme against God. How can you build God a temple and blaspheme against him? You see, it drew this verse. Why? Chechirin one person, I'm chechirin crofona. Me mum no mo beba bechirin. And someone will be tenor. Wow, me muse will be ne me kasa. And that person can only be the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, the mind of God. I'm telling you something profound. Put the scripture there. Let us work. This is not part of today's message. We're starting off, you know, it was given power, you know, to make war against the saints and to overcome them. And to and power was given to him, yeah, to over. Power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Verse number 8. And the Bible said, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation or the beginning of the world. May God bless the reading of his word. Namiya Tuma, we are going to build this up. Put the image back. And this image is possibly, I'm going to develop on it further because, you know, I don't see the crowns. So I would develop upon the image a little bit further and so that I can depict exactly what the Bible is trying to talk about. Yeah, a beast came out of the sea. When I put this to you, you are all thinking of an animal. But the Bible is not talking about an animal. You will see a distinguished system. Very nice, articulate, immaculate system is the beast. The beast is not a human being. The beast is a system. Yeah. The beast may be like a software. The beast can be a technology. Gradually, the whole world is gravitating towards a system. It's a system. Yeah. Let me tell you something. When it's going to rain, we have the metro people to come out and say the weather is going to be hazy, foggy, misty, gloomy. The metro people can tell that. They are predicting or presenting a forecast of what will happen. Apart from that, when you know the stock market or you know Bitcoin market or electronic market is going to crash, we are people who can forecast it. The Bible said there were sons of Issachar in the days of the Old Testament who could tell the times in which we are living in. Jesus the other day was preaching and his message was very simple. When he declared, he said, the wind bloweth where it listed it, and you can hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell where the wind is emanating from and where it's going. So is the man that is born of the Spirit. The man that is born of the Spirit, to him all things are spiritual. He can quantify and weigh everything according to the spiritual climatology. I'm building on something. Be a volume. And everybody that have come on Facebook, share the. And there, we'll be things. I'm here. I'm speaking the word of God. And therefore, next week, this is a series we will begin until the close of February. The dynamics of the beast. The dynamics of the beast. And when the people are talking, sometimes they are mindful that something has been written. And so when they are talking, they try to take your mind off what has been written. Enye noa, enye de modwen noa, enye nie. The beast is creeping gradually. Very, very gradually. You know, when the rapture takes place, God raptures his church, and the tribulation starts, and the dragon and the beast and the false prophet, according to what the Bible has already documented, when all these things begin, there is going to come some very interesting events into the world. Me see, the people that will be left, you know, and you will be never catch us a koji mark. One, because a mark and patch of mama, you know why? Yeah. The way you are addicted to technology and gadgets, you yourself will go and tell them, I'm marking me and so on. I'm telling you. Many people are sitting here who could not read their Bibles this morning as quiet time and devotion before coming to church. But you have checked your WhatsApp, your Facebook, your Instagram, and your IMO already before coming here. This is the beast I am talking about. The beast will even be an attitude. It will become a nature, a lifestyle, beastly lifestyle. It will enter into wives, into husbands, into children. They will exhibit beastly lifestyle. But for today, I will want to stick to Matthew 24, and I will start from verse number 30. Verse number 38 and says, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and they were drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. I proceed further and talk about, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the days of the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, you know, said you know none yet. The people will be partying. Yeah. The party. Getting married, people are having nice time, people are, you know, that kind of thing. This is why he is telling you, Munche ye, yeah, watch it therefore, Munche ye na pocha, and sabro, and na, and kwemu tajuna wunyema. This is why he was talking about in Luke 21, verses 34. He makes a very solid submission of that particular verse of scripture. Take heed. The word take heed means watch. That is my submission and my theme for today. Watch! Also, this is not the time of agro. Watch! This is a very serious moment. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts will be overcharged with drunkenness, suffering, and the curse of this life. A day is coming, and ambivalently, you will be amazed. Let's welcome him, amazed, into the house. Oboche no na asha asi. Ambivalently, when you be free, also, it was a watch, watch, watch. Shaye! Now you are free. Why, the money that you don't have, the job you have not gotten yet, is going to blindfold you if you are not careful, because you are not married. That particular situation will blindfold you, just like the church have been blindfolded. The church, the body of, we are blindfolded. Pastor them, and you are asking yourself, where is the gospel? The real gospel. I want to hear the gospel. asori ba ko tena asori dem na sofo pese one ne da wo jare wo jare wo jare papa when you be any nana se wo be a wo hwe nkwa ji a chi da kwa aye no any ye chi da nkwa ji ye kwa ye twa ye ho a chi any ye chi chi nwa ne re be ba ne ye de wo ma hu ja so ye hu bi tutu bi nwa bi chi bi nwa no. You ask, where is the gospel? The sad thing about this generation is that many people have been in church for 10 years, 20 years, even 15 years, 12 years. When you ask them very basic question, what is the difference between Titan and First Fruit? They don't know. They are in church 20 years. You are asking yourself, why are you a born-again believer and you don't speak in tongues? Basic things we don't know. Christ ni pa biye babro oka ibia Matthew no one in Exodus. You realize when I put the Christian there and I put the Muslim there, I realize that the modern day Muslim e wanted to change Christ. The modern day Muslim is more trained, skilled in the surahs of the Quran more than the believer in the scriptures. The Quranic recitation for the modern day Muslim is a daily assignment, passionately committed to. The Christian does not have time for God. We don't care. The only thing, the best we can do and stretch is a Sunday and we are here. But the people who have come to church on Sunday, they are going to leave, some to the club, some to their boyfriend's house, some to the field. The field. So we have become like dogs who vomit in the morning and go and roam around and come and eat up their own vomit. That is what we have become. We see nothing wrong with worldly music, with worldly dressing, with the worldly system. We see nothing wrong with Babylon and with the beast. We see nothing wrong with it. We see nothing wrong. And that is why half of my child that minimum. My God, where is the gospel? Yami Samanga is a fine crow. Yeah, Tia, we could be very real for because or Tia on Zagdae. A Samna may catch it up. We could be very real back because at DNY can win your Muntias here and Tias Yankas will nip. And what they tell. And so there are so many things that comes to the fore or the picture. We will have to come back to the basics. Come back to the basics. Like Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. If you shall confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yeah. And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved. And then in verse number 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. We are not believing unto carnality. We believe unto righteousness. We are not believing unto a fighting spirit. We are believing unto righteousness. I'm telling you, I cannot quote scriptures and hate my brother. I cannot quote scriptures and hate another preacher. We believe unto righteousness. I'm telling you the mind of God. And right to them, one of me said, our main police said, you may be air unit. Helicopters flying, chasing criminals. When are we going to have that? Because now, I know we may see with him. I'm saying, yeah, Dre. They are trade, didn't they? Central region will be called Complications are bad. Ambulance, petronim. And Land Cruisers are receiving free petrol. What a sick nation. Mojare papa free tire besi for mojare. Me kaho yena yeshare. A sick nation. Na nikunu no ambulance asan echi. Uniskanti nikunu so be ma 600. So much per 700. Muni patron ka bato ambulance. The people who drive certain cars, they don't care about fuel. The people who drive V8, V12s, they don't, V10s, they don't care about petrol. Petrol is a Because what you are hearing is not the gospel. We are hearing Babylon and we are hearing the beast. We believe unto righteousness. Put the scripture back. Let me read this. Yeah. For with the heart, I was telling in the fasting and prayer, because yes, I was telling these young pastors, in the fasting and prayer at Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp, I told them, I said, Ubi siso no wasu yinyame sofo na yedinyame asamo tetena, emayamaya gro, uni. Kwasi agro, uni. Emayamaya gro, uni. Ubi yinyame sofo, yehenisyan o yenreswo, u yinyame nemu simi. He is an ambassador of Jesus Christ. He represents a glorious kingdom. Yeah. Our bar, a two. Was a son and I did a good dashboard or so. Now you're born, you tip. And this is the lifestyle of a Christian. How are you going to be blessed? Sorry for many years and blessings are not coming. If people cross their barriers, this is why so many marriages have collapsed. Because we saw the boundaries and we crossed it. I'm telling you, so many husbands. Gradually, the serpents will bite. Yeah. Open at the front. Now you have a taxi. We believe unto righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. We believe unto it. Mikotina will be fear. I go to add value to it because I am an ambassador of Jesus Christ. I do not go to destroy that which have been built. Said Yami Wari Obi Pa. I am going to add value to that woman. When somebody was from basics, man believes on with the heart, not with a nissle. When I see the things that goes on in church, it is full of acting. Yeah, acting. You know, do you how many people have watched wrestling before? All right. Wrestling is a lot of acting. Many people don't know. It's rehearsed. Will be an issue. Yeah, Fabra Fadama Hami and Chilo said he bow blows. Shoo and isu mamujadu when isu is here. The
The thing
is staged. The people sit down. Yeah, man, who can I mean? Kukuru hiyo, kukuru hiyo baako. Na onswe kukuru ma hiyo baako. Eku inu na bi wini ba. Ma menfa hiyo wa. Me do hiyo wa. Na uhe na usisi yo ya na afi wa sorry mi ya me kong ubi ya me kong ani apa. This is how we have staged the word of God, the church, the gospel, the things of God. And therefore, there is no fear of God anymore. The fear of God is gone. This is why I have told you three things this year. Your three commodities for 2022, sir. 2022 is surunyame. Fawotoneso. Nesunyanyansa. Surunyame. Fear God. The fear of God is not there. Trust and depend on God and be wise. Fear God. Depend on Him and be wise. Anybody that goes through the spectrum of these commodities, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, automatically is soundly born again in Christ Jesus. Fear God. Fear God. Adia ye Tony Bia, you know, 1,000 Ghana cities. Ube ko e jumang umen mednam sis kaneny womudi empty. Me a ton of 20,000. Any panetia son them thanking God for the breakthrough. What a shock. Breakthrough? And yami mama, some ube wu anamanu tinsu. Kwasi ye wu anamu. The reason is because there is no fear of God. The moment the hedge is broken, the serpent bites. Yeah. The moment the hedge is broken, the serpents bite. Why is it that look at our patriarchs and matriarchs, fathers and the mothers of Zion, like Christiana Duterte, like Sam Crunchy Anka, people like Steve Mensa, Stanley Mensa, people, you know, like Ampia Kofi, Yajina Sari, you know, Sam Crunchy Anka, and the rest of these, you know, clout of Peter. How is it that they have been able to serve God for like 30 years, 40 years, all this while Crofi, Fa Jimia? Jimmy. Yame watone buase on pese will be ase. Nadia Jimmy a crew and a yamma. Tis a police for ya a kojia kuesike. Jimmy a mujimi. 500 in ti ya interdicto. 500 in ti ya chuap am abrowata de. 500 in ti ye do asam ye remi who se wudi for ye do kojina mrenim one kumukura 5 to 7 years apart from enunano idu yabon and so chen. I was speaking to the day yesterday and I'm saying to you know why can't we have integrity from the pulpit to the presidency to the chieftaincy to anywhere, integrity. Regayo yasunyane police in stop all not the torchlight when I see him as a woody agro. No the name rag on a name. You won't believe. And you say at a an officer in uniform, no the name ra or bar name in a car. This is the generation in which we are living in. It will be sorry, Babetana, sorry, my sister. Yenini niagro. That which reproves, that which corrects the gospel. John chapter 15, verse number 3. The Bible said, the word that I have spoken unto you, yeah, it has cleansed you. Whilst the word is being preached, it cleans up the person. Now you are clean through the word which have been spoken unto you. The word of God is a cleanser, it's a purifier, it gives you a pure heart. This is why when Jesus was preaching in Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 4, he began to speak that blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, and went further and said, blessed ye know are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed ye know are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Next one verse, blessed, focus please, blessed ye know are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And next one say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness, which we believe unto. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Yeah. Man believeth unto righteousness. Yeah. And salvation comes into that person. For the kingdom of God is theirs. In verse number 11, the Bible says, blessed are they when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. The Bible said, when men say things falsely against you, the Bible will say to you in verse 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so did they persecute the old prophets which were before you. I go to verse number 13. Very interesting. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt have lost its taste, wherein shall it be salted? Because it is not good for anything, it shall be cast down, and men shall tread upon them. In verse number 14, the Bible says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Next one says, neither do men light a candle and put it up under a bushel, but upon a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all them that are in the house. In verse number 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yeah. My wife must see the same thing you are seeing. You see me, he's a nice preacher, he speaks the truth. If my wife does not see that, I am not real. Yeah. If my wife does not see that, I am not born again. If my wife does not see that, if you don't know, I'm going to say nice and munim ne swaza. If my wife can say that, sweetheart, you have a big actor on the altar. The guy is acting. Somebody shall see an answer. It is the word of God. It is the word of God. See an answer. Kodam pnefi no asori aba asori. See an answer. See an answer. Yeah. See an answer. Chobunti. Omo ananke pesa ma contract and everybody is pulling out. See an answer. Look at the Syrians, the Lebanese, the Indians. Look at how they do business. Even Nigerians. Small margin of profit. The frequency brings a ripple effect profit. Naming growth for your business. Open the whole world for profit. And this is why you don't progress. When I go to East Lagos, I see too many houses that have been built for rent. And they have been sitting there for 3 years. You have locked up your investment. You've locked up. I die will be until I start to crack it. Sienyansa! Enya teni, sienyansa. We as I see a Chirugu paper, so near the buy office via. Sienyansa, chief directors, Munsienyansa, Ubian Sienyansa, carpenter for Munsienyansa, and electrician Steve, Ubia! Software! Sienyansa. General answer. General answer. Clap your hands for the Lord. It is not an insult. We should take it even to Parliament and print it big and put it where the speaker sits. Everybody that comes into this chamber, Proverbs 6, 6, Sienyansa. Proverbs 8, 33, Sienyansa. Put it there, I want to read it. Be wise. Yamma na mekaye. Yamma na mekaye. Moya gra me mamba ko enu muhia. Omangwa siafo a munitire. Moya no na mdebe ma. But enu no an anope ade enche. Ti sienyansa. Sienyansa. Proverbs 3. Oh shit. Ukshia bibi ti se Proverbs 2 verse 5. Okay, misuru huasem. But then when you misuru, if uninim dear, thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Ajini ya wafa griso, minia. Sienya dia tron a big near the aboho. Utina taxi a yimwa, ne boom, sienyansa. Ne tini beticho banu a hunu, sienyansa. Girls here, boy, shall we? Here, the Akobo Mompano. See an answer. Empanity, empanity. So, ban or da form or don't know the daho. Dear, what done is so many red here, they are bought it here. See an answer. One when Nigu Beach in on tea. Kwasiafu amuni adwene itiremu ni bie wo tutu from wa ne de atare anuenim wo benni agu anuenim a sienyansa sienyansa nyamu na mblemu ya esasi itimi de bobo ba bi ya anka gana yeyi. We could be to be confirmed in this Abbasinico, my seven bridge, I say. A top blocks account, we say, me see store of a bridge, and I say, I see a journey say, where you see a citizen, Nibi, a count on a muni. It took a mercy in a coy and was me was thick at the mouth. Nadia Boho, she ain't answer. Cabernet Tam were drew free in the. No, the abyssy po kwasi interchange. Kwasi afu ya ne pa bruchinako. Ya wuofu fuwa payment soa. You will not be here seeking for a visa. Na kwa brani de wedru esi payment so. Asofuwa! Ya ni hulu wenu mun nani ya kikensi hulu. Ke ni pe hinyajwa insachira ni nyansi hulu. Nyamia semi yan sachre, a casachre near quenchre, near Kakachin Amingrofo. What bad you would rubby see ho, and you will be in a co far phone child, one co be was abrina ugusu. Oh dear, walker! The pay will be our nonsu genus or wolf. Croportus, you are benquen ye and catier, enna and crackra. We are near says your uncle for payment is so, and Grofodia could not be so no mudit. Ti nyefu fowura ne nkwa na ejimi omo abani na ejimi na owia no akotutu fam no ani egum haleluya jinka obi anodru bedwamu a ogina ho a odi nyame asem no According to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 2. Preach the word in season and out of season. Rebuke, reprove, correct with all long suffering and doctrine. Na ye koye ni mbehunu se ni pano. Unipano baba dani Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26 and 27. Yeah, the Bible said that he might cleanse us with the washing, with the washing of water by the word. Yeah, that we will be holy. My God. Ephesians 5, 26. That we will be holy. Holy unto God. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the word. Verse 27. The Bible said that he might present the church to himself. Not having spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, that it should be holy. Without blame. This is what the Lord is seeking from us. This is what the Lord is seeking from us. This year, fear God. Depend on him. Be wise. Suru nyame. Fa wonto ne so. Ne suya nyansa. Suya nyansa. Suya nyansa. Grofu bi me feri wa mwanka ne me kansi mbi. It's fine. Me feri. Omo ye ma feri fo. Mo ye ma dwen ye fast o. Mi nu ni pe bi wo wi ase a wo ma dwen ye fast se m krofu ida. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. We will be closing off now. I want us to sing the national anthem, bring our country before the throne of God, and we are asking the grace of God heal our land. And when I say that, my wife drink kwa bain so, why drink mra wan kasa woso? Wan kasa nam no kase, ma wa drink mra wa woso. Hallelujah. Your right hand is on your chest. Let's pray for our country first. Right after that, we can go into the rest of the things. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. With all my strength and with all my heart, I promise to hold in high esteem through the blood and the toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold. So help me God. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana and pray for this nation. Remember to pray for my president, his dear wife, and remember to pray for the government in power, and remember to pray for the people of Ghana here and in the diaspora. Pray for our freeling city. Pray for our fragile economy. Pray that God will help our national deficit to reduce. Nobody is telling you, but this country is broke. And here we may more than you think. And may the Lord help our reserves, that we will have fiscal discipline. Sikasemu insha soa. Ye chichaso di ayadima ye mpnafuwa nwa. Ye benye pi. Hedi ya timia tutoni yana. This we seek God. And we are asking his mercy for our country. We need Jesus. Ghana needs Jesus. You need Jesus. When it be any penny, we in yan sani hunumun in tears here. Ubiya wishia no. Dani a body a fofro. And ye mada de chem near me nabe dani fofro. Hallelujah. I want us to pray for yourself, but before that, let's sing that song. Mi pesa mi uno, mi pesa mi shi. Oh, yeah. Put your right hand on your chest and you commit your life into the hands of the Lord. You have heard God's word. We rededicate our heart to Him and Him alone. Amen, Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Come on. That I may know you and the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. Oh my God, help us! Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, help us. Now pray for this week, wherever you'll be going, whatever you'll be doing today as we finish our fasting and our prayer, our 9-day fasting and prayer. We are asking God's blessings. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. He asks His grace. We ask His mercy. Thank you for your goodness. In the precious name of Jesus. The right hand is on your heart. Father, thank you for your favor. I give you the glory for the lives of everybody who is listening on radio, watching on television, watching online. I give you honor. The glory is all yours. We have no strength of our own. We yield and submit ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, who came unto His own, but His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them that believe in His name, He has given them power to become children of God. Eternal Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that Ghana will know You and know the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world. The sacrifice that You shed on the cross will be smeared upon all the 16 regions of this nation. That we will come to the place of repentance and genuinely become saved. That when You descend in Your glory, we will not be cast away. Even we that says we are Christians, that we will exhibit the fruits of repentance and righteousness. I give You thanks that You are at work. Holy Spirit, fill us and give us a way this week and this year. Let testimonies break forth. Make us wise with heavenly wisdom. Now, you don't know Jesus, say, "Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God." Father, thank You for everybody who prayed that prayer. And I declare Your peace and Your blessing over them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap these hands. Everybody online, on television, on Amansan and GN, thank you. Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. Let me use the opportunity to wish everybody a happy new year and thank God for your life. Now, our offerings are going on straight. You want to join us in our offerings, you're listening by way of radio, 0249-809911. That's 0249-809911 or 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. Let me greet my father, Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensah, my mother, Christiana Do Tete. Mommy, God bless you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.